The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable, let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing. What's going on, guys? Eric Sablon here with Burnt Phone Marketing, and I'm super fired up. I say that every single time, but you know, I'm really fired up today because we have been my guest today. We have a relationship that one thing that you've ever seen is that when someone asks you to help them, it's an amazing feeling. But when someone asks you to help them and it's unexpected, like they're like, hey, you're at this position and I'd really like you to kind of help me. And she asked me to mentor her about 5 years ago now. And it was one of those things where I was like, I'm so blessed to have someone ask that. And you know how you speak affirmations and you talk like, I'm a coach and I help people and I help thousands of people and I do this. And then that one person comes and just says, you know what? Hey, would you help me? Would you just keep me accountable? And I say this all the time on all of the podcasts, like skills are cheap, accountability is what people pay for, and mentorship is what gets you to the next level. So this lady, she's an athlete from Alaska. We grew up together. Her dad actually pulled me over. That's how close in Alaska that we were. Like we were in the same neighborhood. We went to the same high school. She was a star athlete. She has taken this network marketing thing to a new level. Like when she first, how many of you guys out there joined and then like your upline disappeared? Like where'd they go? I don't know. This happened to her and she kept fighting. She kept going. She kept doing the right things. She kept being consistent. And that's what I always tell her. I was like, she's always consistent with her stories. She's always consistent with her team. The culture and the just the overall culture that she's built with her new team is phenomenal. If you haven't seen her, if you haven't checked out some of her videos, if you haven't checked out some of the stories, you got to jump on. And I'm actually just going to let her come on. Please welcome for the second time, Miss Toy Regis to the show. Toy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Eric. Thank you. I'm so glad to be back. It's like it's full circle.
It's definitely full circle. It's definitely full circle. So if you guys didn't know, this is the second time she's been on the show. And when she came on a while back, she was like some of us. We were like struggling. Like we were just waiting for that one little thing to change. And she was putting in the work. She was doing the consistent thing. She was like reading the books, reading everything. And then she got one person. And I think one thing that really helped is she found an accountability partner and she started working with someone that was not even in her downline. And I think the universe blessed her. So, and that was back after we had our conversation. So I'm going to actually just start like what, if you want to listen to the original story, go back to the episode. I'll drop the episode in the show notes, but just listen to the episode and then listen to this episode because I'm going to tell you right now, the change and the vision and everything has changed 100%. Like she said, full circle. So Toy, can you kind of give us a backstory from when you first got that interview, when you first got on there till what's happening right now in your business? And you don't have to talk about the thing we're going to talk about later, but
yeah,
what's happening in your business.
So I would say probably the last, and I thought about this question. I knew you were going to ask something like this, but I thought about this question last night and, you know, I've been replaying like the answer over and over again. And I guess my best answer would be, when I came on before, I don't know if you guys ever hear when you like listen to podcasts or read books, they talk about, you need to eliminate the word just right out of your, you're not just a mom. You're not just a coach, you're not just whatever. Well, when I first came on to the podcast for the first time, that is the mindset I was operating from. I was just a mom who did this business in the cracks of my day. If I even did it that day, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom of two kids. Luckily they're both going to school this year. Yes. But I was coming from that mindset of I'm just this person. Right. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of work, a lot of not just reading personal development books, not just, listening to podcasts, but it was like actually doing the activities that go along with those books. Like I used to just read it because I walk when I, you know, when I read or listen. And, but now I like literally, I come back, I print off whatever I'm supposed to do for that chapter and I sit and do it. So not only am I like listening to it, I'm writing it out. So it when you do that, it's something and you just switches. And for me, it did. I just realized like I was just going through the motions of my business. I was just going through the motions of being a mom. I was just going through the motions of just being a person. And it just came to me that I want more in life than that. And I'm not just a mom. I'm not just a business owner. I'm not just, it really took some work, not just, you know, like physical work and mindset work to just leave that old mindset in the past and really work towards what I envision for my future, what I envision for my family, what I envision for my team, because I do now have one. And then just like, not only like speaking affirmations, but like believing those wholeheartedly and writing them and writing my goals every day. Like my morning routine, the time may be different, but those activities are the same. And what I learned is when I was not doing those things, I was not being authentically me. Like I was rushed. I was feeling stressed. I was just that person I did not want to be. So establishing a routine that I'm consistent with, regardless if it's Monday or Saturday, like that has really helped me step into the person and the coach and the mom and the wife that I am now. And I have eliminated that word just from my vocabulary.
That's a huge nugget, because a lot of people, we look at ourselves through the lens of just. And it looks like what you did was you were in that lens of just for a long time. And you were just like, you know what? I'm just this and I'm just that. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I'm not just anything. I'm toy. So, and it just taking that shift and understanding that, you know, you're not just, I love what you said about that. I mean, that's a huge nugget, because a lot of us feel that way, that we're just getting by, that we're just doing this, that we're just an entrepreneur, that we're just this. And it sounds different. I'm just an entrepreneur, or I'm an entrepreneur. Like, which one do you believe? And right. That word just has literally just done that to us. That's awesome. That's, and you can hear it in your voice, guys. If you listen to the last interview, she has power, she has spunk, she has all of that. But you can tell in her voice that she understands where she's going, where she's been, and what she's going to do next. And she's not just a mom of two boys. Oh, by the way, she is a mom of two boys. I forgot to remind that in the beginning, in the introduction. But yeah, so I'm going to kind of go, like, you kind of touched on it, but I want to kind of go a little bit more brass tacks, because, you know, a lot of people always want, let me get the ABCs and the 1-2-3s. Let me get the ABCs and the 1-2-3s. What is it? And guys, if you're looking for the ABCs and 1-2-3s, what she said a second ago about the application, about going and writing it and not just being, what my mentor said this, not just being a personal development prostitute, because people will just do it and just do it. If it makes some money, they'll just do it. That's the thing. She's applying. She's applying what she's learning. She's writing it down. So what have you seen as the biggest transformation in your business that you can point to? All of the exponential growth. What is like the one or two things? And if you can, I'm going to follow up that question with one or two things. I'm also going to follow up that question just to kind of let you think about it, is what are the steps? And I think you kind of mentioned it. And if you didn't catch it, she's probably going to talk about her morning routines, but what are the steps? What are the two things that created the exponential growth? And then what are the steps that you take to make sure that it's delivered?
So first question, I think, was what are the steps that I have
taken? What are the one or two things that you've seen exponential growth on?
Honestly, I would say my, like the growth in my team. And I'm not talking about numbers, because I've always had coaches, right? I've always had coaches, whether they were coaching to, you know, just, you know, to save on their product, whether they were coaching to get their product paid for, or whether they were coaching to like legit make money in this business like I have. So not only that, but just the, I guess, the caliber of coaches I'm bringing in. Like before, I was kind of like, oh, I'll take them, you know, to hit a rank, or I'll take them to hit this milestone. But now I'm picky. Like I am like, no, I'm only going to do this person as a customer. Oh, nope. You know? So I feel like my, I don't want to say like acceptance rate, but just like the caliber of people that I'm bringing in is different than what I was doing before. So I would say that is one area of growth. And because of that, I was able to hit a rank that I have always dreamed about, thought was impossible, and did it. And then the other part of growth, I honestly think, like, you know, for all you guys that are moms, I don't even say moms, those of you guys that are parents or maybe the primary caregiver of your kids, like parent life is rough. Like no day is the same. Like, I mean, ugh, like it was a hassle just to get on this call, but like having, you know, I like to say I'm the queen of consistency. Like even when I'm having a horrible day, I will still show up in my business. I show up for the people because I know there's people counting on me, and that's what gets me through. But I think having like a consistent behind the scene has really eliminated those bad days. So, you know, I get up every morning at 5, no later than 5:15. You know, my workout clothes are picked out the night before. Put those on. I come in here. I listen to my, I have a subliminal money affirmation, soundtrack I listen to. I do my journaling, my gratitude. I write my goals down for the day. I speak my affirmations, and that is my morning routine. Like that is hands down every day. That's how it goes. So I have found in that time that it really allows me to ground myself for the day. And, you know, and I like doing it when my house is asleep, because it just gives me time to really reflect on what is my goal for the day. And every day I have a goal. It may not be business related. It may just be like making sure that everybody eats today or everybody's alive, but whatever it is, I always speak that goal. And that is what I strive for that day. So just having some kind of consistency around my day, even though my day looks different every day, but that first part of my day always looks the same. And I can honestly say, having that consistent routine has really, it's just spilled over into all areas of my life. Like, I just feel like I'm a better person. I have more patience. I'm a better mom. I'm more focused. Like when I sit down and do my work, I'm laser focused in on what it is that I have to do. I have like my team laughs at me because I have like 8,000 sticky notes everywhere that have like my to-do list. I have affirmations on my other computer. Like those are what those stickies are. Like, I mean, those are the things that give me life every day. So I would just say that that's probably where the growth has happened, is just in the mindset, really it is.
And I'm gonna, so what you talked about was the exponential growth of your team is because you're sifting and sorting a little bit better. The caliber of people that are coming onto your team are ready to work. But one thing that you said was your morning routine. And if you aren't following a morning routine and you're looking for one, just follow Toy on Instagram or Facebook. She walks through her morning routine every single morning. So if you need a jumpstart, I'm going to put her link to her Facebook inside the show notes, so that way you can follow her for a week, for a day, for a couple of days to see how she does it, why she does it. Because one thing that I noticed is when she started posting her morning rituals on Facebook and her stories and all of that stuff, it became a consistent thing because people were looking for it. So maybe that's something that may help you. Post your morning rituals, post your miracle morning, post the rituals that get you to win, so the world sees it. And it's not so much for the world as it is for you to post it out there and say, look, I'm done. And, you know, don't think 100%, don't think that that's selfish, because it's not. It's keeping yourself accountable until you find someone that can keep you accountable. Awesome. So that's huge. That's huge. And just so you know, her team has grown immensely because she's doing that, because of her consistency. So one thing that I actually want to talk to you about is, recently you were just asked to speak at a national event. And when I say national event, that means like there was thousands and thousands of people on stage. So can you tell us, like, you don't just get plucked out of a company and say, you know what, we're going to let you speak on the national stage. We're going to let you tell your story. We're going to let you do this. I think there was like maybe 30, 40 speakers at the most. There's 30 or 40 speakers, and you're one of them. In a company that's got over 500,000-600,000 distributors or coaches or active people in the business. Tell me about the journey that it took. Like, at first, how did you get selected? And then second, like, what does it look like to build up to that type of an event? Because if you've never spoken live, you've never spoken on stage, you know, what was it like as it built up? And then my follow-up question to you is going to be like, what was the exhilarating feeling at the end when it was all done?
Yeah. So I feel like this whole, you know, not to say it again, but I feel like the whole speaking at it's Beachbody, it's Summit. It's our annual conference we have. And we have it every year. Usually it's an in-person event, but obviously COVID blah, 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 has ruined that. So they made it virtual. Mm-hmm. And going back to what Eric had said in the beginning of not having an upline that just kind of disappeared, like that's been my story. And instead of letting that deter me, not saying I didn't have days where I'm like, oh, I'm going to quit, but I just kept hounding people. I asked Eric to be my mentor. I went through like the Beachbody. I mean, I emailed the guy at corporate that I met one time when he came to Alaska, like, hey, I'm looking for a team that I can just plug into, that I can just be a sponge. I can be a fly on the wall. Like, I don't even need you to like engage me. I just want to be there so I can just gather all that I can and take back to my team. And so he hooked me up with this lady named Keyshawn. She does something with coach development. She only deals with 7-star diamonds and up. Right. So I'm just like, there's no way this lady's going to have time for me. Mindset, remember, right? And so I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to send her a message. I'm going to say, you know, Doug sent me this and that. Immediately she was like, yes, I'm going to help you out. But I had things I had to do for her. Like I had to be consistent. I had to, you know, meet my goals that we set at the end of each meeting. And I did that. So I'm part of this group on Facebook where there's a lot of lost souls in the Beachbody world of people that don't have upline. So we've kind of collectively come together in a group that's called BLAC. It stands for Beachbody Cultural Continuity, something like that. Anyway, so it's pretty much a group of minority coaches because not all coaches are blonde hair, blue eyed. You know, like, I don't know about you, but when I first started, I was like, I don't see a lot of minorities up there. So anyway, so there's this 1500 of us. Keyshawn is kind of our liaison between Beachbody Corporate. We have mastermind calls with her every other Monday. So they had put this thing out in the BLAC group about, you know, they're looking for coach success stories for a Super Saturday or Summit. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. But you know, life happens. It wasn't on my to-do list, so it didn't get done. So then one night she just sends me after our mastermind call, because she loves calling me out on those. She sends me a private message. She's like, hey, do you have time to, you know, tell your story? And I was like, oh, I have a lot of stories. Like, I mean, what kind of story are you looking for? And I'm like, yes, you know what, Keyshawn, because it's you tonight, I will make it a point to go and fill out the form with all the questions. She's like, okay, but can you just write something up for me right now? Because she knows how I work, right? If I don't do it right then and there, it ain't gonna happen. So I'm like, cool. So I wrote her up this story, not thinking anything of it. Next day, she's like, hey, thanks for sending me your stuff. Sandy wants to meet with you. And for those of you guys that don't know, Sandy is the lady that holds our weekly business call. It's called the National Wake Up Call. She's the one that hosts it and interviews like top coaches for these calls, which was on my dream board as well. But it didn't dawn on me that it was that Sandy. So I'm like, oh yeah, sure. Set it up, you know, nonchalant. So then she does like a Facebook Messenger introduction and I see the last name and I was like, oh my God, it's Sandy for the National Wake Up Call. So I'm like sweating. I'm like, oh, this is just going to be, oh, whatever. Anyway, interview with Sandy went great, told my story. And then she was like, well, you know, we're looking for people to share their story at Super Saturday. We're looking at people for Summit. How do you feel about sharing your story on the stage at Summit this year? And I was just like, and like, for me, like my first response is always no, it's just safe. Right. But I read Shonda Rhimes' book, The Year of Yes. and I made 2021 my year of yes. So instead of no being my first response, yes is my first response. So I said, Sandy, I would absolutely love to. She's like, awesome. You got one more interview to go through and then we'll see how it goes. So then she plugged me into with this lady named Wendy. Now, Wendy is Keyshawn's, I guess, counterpart, you can say, but for a different region. So met with Wendy and it was like, hands down, we're sharing your story. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, and I think I had my moment hit me then, not necessarily at Summit, but then because I was just like, wow, my story really is worth like sharing and someone like really wants to hear it. And so I met with her. It was, you know, it's work. Like I didn't really, it made me take appreciation for how much time and energy and money and just resources that Beachbody pours into this conference, you know, and I'm only just a 10-minute segment on day one, you know? And so I met with Wendy every week for 2.5 months to go over her helping me tell my story and us coming up with questions together. So did that and it was amazing. I had a camera guy, I had a, you know, a sound guy, like I was like legit. And so it was a Saturday before Summit. We did like a run through rehearsal. So it wasn't just my 10-minute clip. It was me on with Carl Deichler, who is our CEO. I was on with Amwala Caesar, who is one of our super trainers. I was on with Jennifer Jacobs, who is our new, like, it was just like so surreal to be like on a Zoom with those people of that caliber. So we did the whole show. Come Wednesday's day of Summit, I'm perfectly cool. My team had flown in because instead of them watching, well, the deal was once we hit a particular rank, we were going to do a team retreat. Like I was going to treat them to here in Vegas. And it just happened to be they canceled Summit. We hit that goal. I'm like, oh, what better way to have them come here? We can do Summit together. So some of the team flew in that day and it was just surreal, like being on the stage, virtual stage, of course, telling my story. They're showing pictures of, you know, my story comes from, I legit signed up to become a coach when I had one leg. I had a major surgery to where I was non-weight bearing for 3.5 months. And I ran my first challenge group. I signed to become a coach and hit the ground running then. So that was what kind of like the base of my story. But the best part was at the end, my team like pops in from behind, you know, I don't see them until they're like in the room and they're just like cheering and exciting. And it was cool because I can tell you this, a year ago, I didn't even have that team. So that was like my aha moment at Summit was just like, it's legit full circle. Like this has been on my vision board. Granted, I thought that I was going to be talking at Summit on stage as a, like an elite coach, like higher up in rank, but I've come to terms with like, my goal was still met. It just was modified. It just looks different, which, you know, a lot of people think that this is how you envision it. This is how it's going to go. It doesn't always go that way, but keep going. So that's what I did. And I honestly feel like sharing my story. I was one of three stories for that event. I just felt like that was more influential and just more meaningful than me standing up there giving somebody a training. So
this is what I pulled from that. Like, put it on the vision board and run with it. And it may come as a curveball. But here's the thing, like what she said was she didn't like, she went through so many things. And here's the thing, like, when you master the way that you tell your story and you master the 2 months, she had a coach to basically help her tell her story. So imagine that now that she's telling her story and she's telling her story over and over and over, it's the same story. It's the same story. That story is going to stick with her forever. But I'll tell you what, it's the story that either says, come with me, or that's me. Like, they relate to you. And guess what happens when someone relates to you? They get start to know, like, and trust you. And guess what happens when they start to know, like, and trust from you? They buy from you. They look for the result that they're gonna get. So all of this happens full circle. Everything's like kind of where you are. Tell me what, tell the audience how important it is to breed that culture that you've bred into your team that has helped you grow. So like service to many leads to greatness. And as you're building your team and you're building that culture of the consistency and showing up and doing the work and the morning things and the evening things and the, what, Tell me about the culture that you've created and how important it is to your business.
So I feel like, and I always, you know, we always have certain things that have happened in our past. We don't necessarily remember the event, but we remember the feeling, right? And I remember when I first signed up to do this network marketing entrepreneurial lifestyle, I come from a 9-to-5 job, you know, education, all of that. And I just remember signing up for this and just kind of being left out there, like on my own. Like all this whole new lifestyle is new to me on top of all of these things. And I just always remember that where I came from. So I used, and there's, you know, I've reached out to several coaches. Some have been helpful, some have not. And I just always remember that feeling of like, wow, like you're not going to help me because you're afraid I'm going to steal your people. I can't steal your people, right? That is a mindset of scarcity, not of abundance. So that is something that I have carried forward into my team. I have, like, I am a 1-star diamond coach on paper, but in actuality, I'm a 3-star diamond coach because I have helped 2 coaches that are not on my team by any means. They're not on my downline. I don't, you know, I don't benefit from, well, I shouldn't say that. I do benefit from them being on my team, but they have reached diamond. So in actuality, I'm a 3-star diamond, but I'm only, you know, whatever, paid 1-star, which is totally fine. And I don't do it for that reason, but I have instilled that mindset in my team and that culture. Just because someone is not on your downline, is not on your team, doesn't mean that you're not going to benefit from them. I look at this like, oh, this is awesome. Like, this is more people for me to practice being a leader with. This is more people for me to help change lives. Cause that's why I do this business. Yes, don't get me wrong. Money's great. But ultimately, like, I love watching people's, if you ever get a chance to watch my interview, I talk about, I love the internal transformation. Like, I am gooey for that stuff. I believe like the, you know, the 6-pack and all of that is just the inside can no longer contain that transformation. It's like seeping out. So that's how you get your outside results. So I've just bred that culture into my team that if someone comes to you and wants help, mind you, yes, you're going to have to turn some people away because you don't want to be pouring too much of yourself into someone that's not reciprocating it. But if you have someone coming to you that's hungry and wants to do this business and is willing to be teachable and is coming to you, accept them with open arms, because every time that they come to you, that gives you an opportunity to practice, right? Like, I had a team of 1 at one point. Sometimes I had nobody on my team call, but I still ran my team call like I was talking to 10,000 coaches. Because you have to have that mindset. So I tell that to my coaches, you may not have anybody on your team call. You may not have anybody on your team, but that doesn't mean that you can't be a leader. That doesn't mean that every day you can't show up as a leader, because eventually those people will come. So I have really bred that into my team. And I'm one of those people, like, you know, I now have a little bit of money to pour back into my business and I understand that they don't. So I share it. Like, if I buy a bundle for marketing a team, it's a team bundle, right? I try to take as much off their plate as I can, because I remember when I started, like, it's a lot to learn. So if there's just one thing that I could do for them, which is take off, you know, them having to run challenge groups or them having to run sneak peeks, not to say they're not going to do that, but I just feel like they don't need to do that right now. So I just breed that culture of, we help anybody that wants help. Everybody's part of the team, you know, and we had a photo shoot when they came here and there was 6 of us. Is there 6 of us? 5 of us, 1 had to go home early, but there were 6 coaches here, including me, and only 2 of them were actually my downline. So, you know, it's just, I just breed that culture is, we help anybody that wants to help.
That just shows the kind of person, the kind of teacher, the kind of person you are. Like, listen to your first interview, because you'll understand why Toy is like this, because she came from a 9-to-5 that a lot of us wouldn't have an idea of how to deal with what she dealt with. So make sure you listen to the first interview, because she came from probably one of the toughest places to actually build character and show abundance and help young individuals. Like, she was in a tough place where people are, that she was leadership and dealing with those people and trying to help them. So that's, and you see that inside her, you see that inside what she does, what she stands for, the things that she's doing with her kids, the thing that she's doing with her team, the culture that she's building is because, you know, service to many leads to greatness, and she wants to be that shining light, and she is that shining light. The nugget that you just heard was there were six people and only two of them are in her downline. That means she's helping four other people that she's not financially connected to. She's emotionally connected to them. And when you remove that financially connected to people, like, it's a totally new thing. And I would tell every network marketer, find a sideline, find somebody that you're not financially connected to, and pour into them like they're your number one recruiting. Like they're the reason why they're 90% of your check. And if you do that, it's going to come back tenfold. It's going to come back 20-fold, 30-fold, 100-fold. Just know that. And you see it. The same thing is happening right now with Toy. Same exact thing. So, and that was a great interview. You told your story and you told it to thousands of people online. If you've ever been to one of these online events and there's thousands and thousands of people online, it's an amazing event. So what does 2021 to 2022 look like for the team and the business? Changing some strategies? Are you sticking to what you're going through? Because I know you have a consistent strategy. Is there different strategies? Are you seeing something? The question really is, are you seeing a avenue that network marketers are not using, that you're a platform or something that you're doing that is really getting a lot of traction? Is there something that you'd be willing to share with the audience and say, you know, you might want to just take a look at this avenue because it's moving pretty fast?
I don't know if it's anything that I would do differently in the sense, like anything new, it's something I would do more of. Mm-hmm. And that would be so I got into this, network marketing thing. Yes, I wanted to like lose the baby weight, but I really got into it now after doing it for, it's going to be 6 years in September. I really got into it for the community. Mm-hmm. Like I used to live in Alaska and Vegas and it was so hard. Like I'd meet a friend here in Vegas. And then by the time I got cool, we'd hang out all the time. It was time for me to go back to Alaska for the summer. So trying to like have my mom squad, not saying you have to be a mom, but that's just kind of what the person that relates to me the most. It was really hard to have one living in two different places. And I didn't really understand the toll that took on my mental health until I now have this, I guess we all are kind of moms. This squad of women, we work out every day together. Every morning we log into Zoom and we're just going to start, sharing that more, that component of it. Cause people think like working out is, drinking a shake, doing your workout, eating healthy, like all of these things. And yes, that is part of it if you want it to be part of it. But for me, it's really the community. These women that came for Summit, I've only had met one of them, well, two of them in person. Three of them I'd never met before. One of them, we have been working out together every day she'll be a coach almost 3 years. Met her for the first time 2 weeks ago. Like it is just amazing the amount of the amazing people that are on the other side of the screen that you connect with. Whether they're on your team, whether they're not on your team, whether they're a coach, whether they're just a challenger, but we open up our community to anybody that wants to get healthy, anybody that's missing that kind of, camaraderie. Like you don't have to buy for me to be part of my gym. I don't operate that way. Right. I always say, if you want the help, I'm gonna help you. Granted, it's going to come to a point where I'm like, okay, like I can't keep doing these things, but ultimately my door is always open. If you want the help, I may give you a couple of tips or some tricks you can do, but I'm not going to give you the bread and butter of my business until, you make an investment in your health. Cause that's what it's about. You, it's about your investment. It's not about me selling you something. Right. So I just think we're just going to share more about what that community means, because like I say, it's way more than a workout group and it's way more than fitness. Like I do business and life with these ladies every day. So I think that is just, any chance that you can pour into anybody or invite them into your circle, do it because you don't know what they're missing. Like, I didn't know what I was missing until I met these ladies.
Yeah, community is a huge thing. That's why the like Facebook groups are so big. That's why there's so many things that provide community. And I'm super excited for that because I've seen a couple of your slides and a couple of your images, and I can only imagine when you have to click over and scroll three times to show everybody on the screen, which would be awesome. So I'm excited for that. I know that that's going to happen, and you've already spoken that into fruition, and I'm a proponent. So invite me whenever you're ready, and I'll come check out your group.
Always.
It's not just ladies, so the guys can come too. So that was an amazing interview. I want to ask you one question that I asked you, that I ask a lot of my interviewees. And if you've been following, you know what's coming up next. So you're on the largest stage ever. Like, you're on the real Beachbody Summit stage. And you're the Sunday speaker. So you're the trainer. You're the person that everybody came to watch. On the banner, instead of like Shanti or everybody, like, you're the one that's in the front of the banner. There's 200,000 people in the stadium. You get done delivering your Sunday message. Everyone's standing up and leaving. They turn around. They look up at the exit signs, and above the exit sign is your image, your picture of you and all of the coaches and all of these people here, but you're the highlight one in there. What's the one message? What's the one phrase? What's the one thing after you delivered your speech, after you delivered your talk, your empowerment, your nugget, your training? What's the one phrase you want everyone to remember Toy Regis by?
It's so funny because I got asked this for Summit, and I had to kind of think of like a theme of my story, you know, and I came up with modify till you make it. You know, people say fake it till you make it. Modify till you make it. Like I say, your dreams the way you envision it may not be how it happens, but you got to take in consideration it happens. So modify till you make it. That would be my thing, because modification is still moving. Modification is still moving forward. When you stop modifying, you stop living. So modify until you make it.
That right there is a mic drop. So that is definitely a mic drop, because if you've ever done a workout, there's the modifier. Mm-hmm. So modify till you make it. Toy, I'm telling you what, the growth, the exponential growth that you've had in your team, your personality, your overall struggle, your business, everything has been fantastic. I mean, we got to get back on our calls again, but
so
excited for all the growth that you've had. And guys, make sure you listen to the full outro and all of the nuggets that that Toy dropped, all the links. We'll make sure we put a link in there inside the show notes. So make sure you catch the show notes and always listen to the full outro, because I'll always be giving something away. So again, thank you, Toy. I appreciate it. And we'll see you on the next episode of Burnt Phone Marketing Radio. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burnt Phone Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burntphonemarketing.com/book-a-call, and we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burntphonemarketing.com/book-a-call.